Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, August the 21st. Where I live in Virginia, this week's weather has carried a hint of fall. Even though I know there are still plenty of hot days ahead, the daytime highs have been as much in the 70s as the 80s, and overnight lows have dipped even into the 50s. And, of course, it's back to school time. Another time of transition is upon us. Life, of course, is a never-ending series of transitions, each with its own timbre and texture. Life stage to life stage, birth to death, season to season, election cycle to election cycle, variant to variant. And then there are all the little transitions we experience each day. Waking, eating, working, exercising, resting, cleaning, straightening, organizing, and sorting the million things that constantly cross our paths, minds, and hearts. And now, along with all the other transitions, it's back to school time, with its host of rigorous demands, not only for teachers, students, and bus drivers, but for families who must adjust to new patterns of, well, waking, eating, working, exercising, resting, cleaning, straightening, organizing, and sorting the million, now a million and one, things that constantly cross our paths, minds, and hearts. But there's that other aspect of back to school, too. There's the learning. Every aspect of our lives requires learning. And these days, it's a learning that never stops as we constantly adapt to and assimilate new ways of doing pretty much everything. And the life of faith is no different. The life of faith has never been static, never will be, and is not intended to be. So much of what is broken, what is wrong, with what many people consider to be religion, is that far too many of these people long for a golden, bygone era that never was. An imagined time when things were all in order, and a time to which we must return as quickly as possible. These people have never learned what it is that they are trying to manage and control. And anyone who bases their faith on the Bible had better be trained in the nuances of handling literary works in translation, as well as the nuances of interpreting myth, archetype, parable, poetry, song, imagery, allegory, simile, history, theology, and the many other ways that life's deepest truths are communicated. There is no such thing as a literal translation or understanding of Scripture. There is only the ongoing interaction among all that I just mentioned. And so I invite you to pause now for a few moments and consider what it is that you are in the process of learning in your life of faith. What would you like to learn? Do you sense God encouraging you to go back to school? The best instruction in life and in faith comes through direct, daily, ongoing relationship with God. How would you define your relationship with God at the moment? How would you like your relationship with God to evolve or change or grow? What do these considerations awaken within you? What is suddenly alive within you that yearns to be fed and nurtured? Relationship with God is a very special kind of school. It's a school where the faculty is of the highest caliber. The grounds and campus are breathtakingly beautiful. The classes are always just the right size. The books, seemingly written just for you, and the tuition fully paid. There is no entrance application, and there are no grades. There is no pass or fail, because everybody succeeds beyond their wildest dreams. In the school of the Spirit, something new and exciting is offered. Something that opens doors we never knew existed. Something we naturally want to share in some form or other. The school of the Spirit, the school of God, does not hold graduation exercises. And there is no promotion from one grade, from one level to the next, because every student is equal to every other all the time. It's the school we've been waiting for all our lives, and we are invited to study there in this season of back to school. And always. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.